This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's a Penn guy. He's a West Point guy, but he's mostly a Pittsburgh guy. David Urban, insanely connected in D.C., a friend of Trump's, actually helped him get elected, and is a big-time voice, conservative voice on CNN. I want him to hear, he's listening right now, I want him to hear the back and forth between Trump and the New York Times reporter. Listen.
Repeating the bombing, you did it for 38 days.
Well, no, we did,
and you did not get the political changes in Iran.
No, I had a total military victory.
Not a
fake news, guys like you write incorrectly. You're a fake guy, and guys like you write about it incorrectly. We had a total military victory. We knocked out their entire Navy. We knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out all of their anti-aircraft weaponry. We knocked out all of their radar. We knocked out all of their leaders, number one, and then we knocked out all of their leaders in the second division, and we knocked out numerous of their leaders in the third division, and they're very confused. We've had a total victory, except by people like you that don't write the truth. You know, you should write. I actually think it's sort of some treasonous what you write, but you and the New York Times and CNN, I would say, are the worst.
Okay, that's enough.
On another war.
David Urban, my brother. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
By the way, I've said this already, and you tell me whether it's true. Whether you like him or not, he's the most accessible president in American history. Fair?
Oh, 100%, Marty. Most accessible to the media.
Yeah.
By far. I mean, look at Joe Biden, who hid for
Please.
4 years. Donald Trump is taking questions every day. Now, his answers to those questions may be suspect at times. Okay, like that exchange, Marty. So, listen, I support the president.
I know you do.
I love the guy. I love the agenda. I want to see America succeed.
Of course.
But listening to that exchange with the president, I would say that almost everything he said there, I can poke holes in. Okay.
Yeah.
Have we destroyed the Navy? We've destroyed a big part of the Navy, but not all of the Navy. Have we taken out all of their leaders? Clearly not, because there are people in there now who are arguably crazier and worse than the people we killed. Right. Have we taken out all their defense? No, we haven't. Otherwise we'd be flying fighter planes over the country every day, nonstop. and just scaring the hell out of them, right? Every one of those things he said is partially true, partially not true, right?
But David, calling reporters, suggesting they're committing treason, it's laughable,
yeah,
actually.
I mean, well, that's their job, right, Marty? Your job, their job, is to ask questions. If the questions are too tough, then don't take the questions, right? If you don't like the answers you got to give, like the president could have just said, listen, we're doing the best we can. The military's kicking ass.
Right.
He could have said that, right? And still been, you know, not of saying the guy's committing treason for doing his job. I mean, his job is to ask questions. Now, the interesting part, if the president didn't like the media, don't invite him in, sure. Right? They're going to ask tough questions.
This is so true.
Your job as the president is to kind of parry and jab and give it back and answer the best you can. Look, Marty, the American people in Pittsburgh want to know gas is $5 a gallon. They want to understand why. You're going to buy milk, eggs, it's everything costs more now because gas costs more. So what's going on? How long is it going to last? People want to understand. A lot of your listeners probably voted for the president because he said,
"Oh hell yeah,
I'm not going to get us involved in foreign wars.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eye on prices. We're going to drive down this inflation. We're going to drive down gas prices." And you know what? He did it, Marty. The beginning of the Trump administration,
true.
Gas was down to like two something a gallon.
Yes.
I mean, super cheap, right? Prices were coming down. Everything was coming down, and then we kind of got sucked into this in Iran for whatever reason. Listen, if the president came out and said, Americans, tonight I got to talk to you about a big problem we're facing. Now, we bombed Iran. They had all this stuff left over. We thought we did a good job. We did. We knocked it out, but they're still going. And we're making the decision. We got to go back at them because we don't want somebody going to Steelers game in 20 years and some crazy terrorist blows up a bomb.
I agree.
And, you know, if he'd have made the case start out and said, got to tighten your belts, Americans. This is going to be tough. It may take a year. I think people in Pittsburgh and across America would say, you know what? This really stinks, but I don't want my grandkids or kids to have to deal with this. So these guys have been chanting death to America for 50 years. We got to do something about it.
If you'd
be up front, I think people would deal with it. But
David
now,
Irvin, you did something.
Don't know what the truth is, Marty.
You did something that nailed it for me, and that's why I love you. He sent me two posts on X. Both of them are spot on.
Yep.
Breaking. The S&P 500 officially posted its highest close on record, now up 18%, $10.4 trillion in market cap in 6 weeks. And then he sends me this. This is brilliant, actually. It's brilliant. 13.1% of credit card balances in the U.S. are now 90-plus days delinquent, the highest rate since 2011. This is what we're talking about, isn't it, David? The Great Divide, brother.
Yep. Yeah, Marty. Like, and there's more in that too. Like, student loan debt. There's all these things in that, right? So, and then I said the little clip from I said the Charles Dickens quote, right?
Nailed
the best at times, it was the worst at times, right? Because Marty, people in America are experiencing our country in two different ways, right? If you live in a nice place, right?
Swickley.
You experience life. One, you live in Swickley, if you live in Fox Chapel, you experience things differently than people in Braddock or Aliquippa, okay?
You do.
Fact of the matter, straight up, people aren't going to say it. I'll say it. I know people live in both places.
So do I.
I'm telling you, their lives are different.
Yep.
And the job of elected officials is to try to smooth things out, right? We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to experience the American dream. We want to make sure that everybody's got an opportunity to make more money and that their dollar goes farther, right? And that they live peacefully, they sleep soundly at night, right? And so that's what we're shooting for. We're not shooting for it. And Marty, this is not just Donald Trump. This schism has been going on for years.
Oh,
we didn't get here.
No,
we didn't get here last night.
Come on,
right?
Brother. Hell no.
We didn't get here last night. And so what needs to happen, right? Is that? But Marty, you don't hear people talking about it. That's not what they're talking about on CNN or Fox
they're
or any of these shows, right?
They're missing.
They're just throwing stones. They have people throwing stones at each other. What we need to talk about is how do we bring Americans back together so that we don't have two countries, right? You know, I know so many people, Marty, that work 2-3 jobs just to make ends meet,
right? Yeah.
They're working 2-3 jobs, and you know, they might not even have health care, right? And then there are people who are experienced at the other end, right, whose their portfolios, their 401ks, they're doing extremely well.
Four homes flying private, brother.
You know, it's going great for them, right? And so life is experience. I said that to some people, Marty, and I said, look, I fear for our republic if this keeps going. And some people sent back, like, hey, I get it, right? I hear you. And then some people sent back, like, oh, I think you're overstating it. And I said, listen, where do you live? You live in, you know, a very comfortable place in the Los Angeles suburbs, and you experience life differently than other people do, right? And so, you know, what our country needs to get back to some shared common experiences, and this fiscal divide it's getting as big as the Grand Canyon, right? We can't have that. You can't have the haves and have-nots in America. Listen, there's always been that way, right? There's always been rich and poor, but it's growing more rapidly,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
No, it's growing more rapidly. Listen, my grandmother, my pop worked in the steel mill. My grandparents worked in factories, right, in Pittsburgh, Trevoux, you know, Ambridge, all these things. My grandmother cleaned houses. She was a housekeeper in Swickley, right? So, you know, working in people's houses. So there's always been people, you know, different socioeconomic strata. That's not what I'm saying. You know, people back then, like when my dad graduated, right, from Ambridge High School, he had a strong back and a good work ethic. He walked down the street to J&L Steel and Aliquippa, right? Got a job. He could raise his family with pride, right? We had a great upbringing.
David,
yeah.
Can I mention something about you personally?
Yeah,
the reason why they don't have you where I think they should have you front and center on CNN is because you talk in pragmatic, common sense terms. You are not.
I grew up with where you guys, right? I'm a yinzer, buddy, just like you.
So when I was a kid, this is the truth. We drove through the neighborhood I live in right now, and I had my. Yep. This is a true story. I had my face pressed against the glass of the car window, and I said to my father, "Hey, Dad, I'm pointing at the house, the big houses. Dad, do those yep. people eat steak?" He said, "Yes, son. They eat steak."
Yeah.
And this is where we're at, brother.
Right?
Steak eaters.
Yeah, Marty, but back then, my point is back then, like your dad, my dad, right? If you grew up in Pittsburgh, you could go get a job at J&L, or you could go down to, you know, go to U.S. Steel, get a job, make money, raise your family, right? Now, those opportunities are gone. You cannot, if
it's
you
true.
Graduate from a
no,
high school,
no,
and you got
true.
A good, if you're a smart kid,
no, it's true.
You're not going to go to college, right? And you don't want to go to college. You want to go work and make a living and raise your family. Tell me where you're going to do that in Pittsburgh, right? There are far and few between places, right? My company, one of the companies I do some work for, EOS, making batteries there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Great company, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of pride in that, right? We're bringing jobs back to Pittsburgh. But, you know, there's not, we need 100 EOSs. We need lots of factories. We need lots of people making things in Pittsburgh so we can get people an opportunity to live a good lifestyle. They're not maxing out their credit cards, right? They got to be able to live the American dream, Marty, I think, is simple, right? You want to make enough money to pay your bills, be able to make sure your kids got the clothes they want to have, go on vacation once in a while, right? And I'm not talking even going to Disney World. I'm talking, heck, Marty, you know our big trip on vacation? We went to Presque Isle.
Hell yeah.
That's where we went.
Kennywood.
Presque Isle State Park.
David Urban.
Kennywood. Yep,
my man.
That's it, buddy. That's what, and we love it, right?
I love you, man. David Urban, thanks, brother.
Always happy to be on, Marty. Miss you, man.
He's the best.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
There are two economies and there are two Americas, and it isn't something you can just pin on Trump. It has been happening for a long time. I have this discussion all the time with anyone who wants to know. Here's my whole thing, and Patrick knows this. I talk to Trevin about this all the time, and Trevin gets it better than anyone. Who can buy a house? Huh?
Man.
I love when they get these real estate people on here talk about how wonderful the Pittsburgh market is. If you have money. If you have a lot of money, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I know this market. Believe me, I was born and raised here. I know 100 real estate people. I know the bad neighborhoods, the good ones. In a nice neighborhood, well, Patrick just sold his house for an extreme amount of money. In a neighborhood that, Patrick, is it fair to say they used to be $150,000 homes?
Absolutely.
And now they're four times
that. In the last 10 years, it was $150,000
neighborhood. And now they're four times that.
Yeah.
Right?
If not more.
Right on.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened, is it not, sir? Right?
It is, yeah.
And you're not living in friggin' Sewickley. This is Aspinwall.
Yeah, Aspinwall.
Which is beautiful, by the way. But it's my point. Patrick.
Yeah, we used to call it the poor man's Fox Chapel.
Right on. And Squirrel Hill. Love Squirrel Hill. I'm obsessed, actually, with the restaurants and the culture. Used to buy a house there. You could buy a house there for 150 grand, please. Now Patrick doesn't get you the garage.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hasn't for a long time in
There's
Squirrel
no
Hill.
There's no way. I'm not trying to be a jerk. A decent house in Squirrel Hill, $500,000 and up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, crazy money.
20 years ago, it was in the 300s.
Gone in 4 days.
Yep.
Gone.
Yep. That's without having any renovations done.
Right on. it's just, it's where we're at. I don't know how you fix that. Jake, go ahead, man.
Real quick, I'll make it fast. Who's been in charge for the last 50 years since your old man and my old man used to, you know, had nice houses and you could drive down 2nd Avenue and the place was 24/7? Bottom line is, oh, and real quick, in regards to the jail, they're understaffed, they're underpaid, and they're under Hallam. Take it easy, Marty.
Nice, man. You kind of summed everything up really quickly there. My parents, this is a true story. Now, this is 50 years ago. No, I'm sorry, 50 years plus. 60 years ago, my parents bought their house on Noble Street and Groovy Side, Shady Side, for $9,000. It's now $850,000. I am not exaggerating. Now, it's been fixed up somewhat, but it's not $850,000 fixed up. They bought it for $8,000. It's just insane because my man nailed it. Everybody in my neighborhood had a $10,000 house. Now, no one does.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For six consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I got two clips I want to play that are kind of fascinating to me. The first one involves Chick-fil-A. Listen to this Chick-fil-A stuff. Listen.
The federal government is suing Chick-fil-A for religious discrimination, CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace reports.
The fast food chain closes on Sundays to respect the Christian Sabbath. Now, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Chick-fil-A franchisee Hatch Trick in Austin, Texas, claiming it denied an employee's request for Saturdays off to observe her Sabbath. The worker, a member of the United Church of God, says the company told her she could have Saturdays off if she accepted a pay cut. She says when she refused, she was fired. Chick-fil-A has not commented on the lawsuit. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I need Tuesdays off. Yeah. My faith... I face Mecca on Tuesdays. I get so sick of this ridiculousness. I love Chick-fil-A. I love the process. I love the quality. I love the employees. I love how they treat people. I challenge you to find one person, and I mean this, that's ever had a bad experience at Chick-fil-A. It's amazing. Have you ever read the qualifications to own one of those? My goodness. They crawl in your you-know-what with a flashlight. And you have to have all this experience, and you have to work in the store. You have to live within a... It's amazing. It's amazing. So now some lady comes in there. I want Saturdays off. It's my Sabbath. Okay. You're going to have to cut your pay. I'm going to sue you. Sure you will. Go Chick-fil-A. How about the people want to sue because they want to work Sunday? Yeah. This is a true story. I was in Cranberry with my family, and we were driving through. There's a bunch of restaurants out there. And there's a big Chick-fil-A, and we were right next door, and there was a woman. This is Sunday. I'm with my kids. And there's a woman sitting there. At the Chick-fil-A drive-thru on a Sunday. She was there 10 minutes. We went into a restaurant, got food, and came out. She was still there, which kind of says a lot about her. I literally drove up and said, I beeped the horn, ma'am, yeah, they're closed Sundays. Oh, she drove off 10 minutes later. That is just flat out ignorant. What I find obnoxious is everybody finds a way to sue. They want some, she wants a payday, quite frankly. If you want Saturday off to worship whatever the hell you're worshiping, you can have it. We cut your pay. Sounds fair to me. Doesn't it? It's a hell of a company. Read the background. Read how many kids they give scholarships to every year. It's insane. It's an amazing place to work. Their drive-thru is bizarre. It's so good. They got all these kids out there in these outfits so they don't get hit, and they have tech devices, and they smile and take your order. Man, I was in line once for 5 minutes at Chick-fil-A to drive through. They apologized and gave me a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. Hell of a business. That woman wants a payday. You learn as you get through this process that everybody's out there trying to get a payday. And so they go to the, oh, we'll sue them for that. Yeah. You can work here. We just can't pay you for your... What? I'm suing. Okay. Good luck with that. Go, Chick-fil-A. We love you. I'm serious. Anyone out there, call me if you've had one bad experience at Chick-fil-A ever. It's an insanely cool place. My kid, Vince, when he was little, my kids love that joint. They have that cow, you know, eat more beef thing. It scared him. It would come in, he'd go running and hide from the... Kind of cute. One more. Please play the clip from the Pittsburgh Public Schools. I love this too. It's important.
Today is Take a Father to School Day in the Pittsburgh School District. On the Marty Griffin Show on KDK, Superintendent of Schools Dr. Wayne Walter says the initiative aims to connect male role models with student learning.
It's about a day to really increase male engagement in education. You know, we've always talked about the male absence in education. And even with single mothers, you know, we realize that males are not always visible. They're not always visible in our educational ecosystem. They're not available in our schools. The majority of our teachers are women.
Fathers, grandfathers, uncles, brothers, and other positive male role models are invited to attend.
First of all, I love the superintendent. That's my man. You know why? He tells the truth. So he texted me about that. He wanted to talk about that. They'll get 6,000 male role models in the schools today. How about that? 6,000. That's insanely cool. It's so relevant. It goes back to my point that we started the whole show with the kids breaking the windshields. That and the 75 to 80% of all the kids in the Pittsburgh public schools come from single parent households, and most of them are women. They're raising these kids without dads. And so the superintendent, who I love the man because he's a leader and he gives a damn, he says, let's inject some manhood into this, some role models. And they bring 6,000 men to school today. God bless him. You know what he said? And this is why I love him for being so honest. They get criticized a lot. By whom? Single mothers. Women are mad. Now, this is what irritates me. These wonderful, wonderful women, warriors, working 2 and 3 jobs, raising their kids alone. Hell yeah. Amazing. But the dearth of men in those households in this district is destructive. It just is. And the superintendent knows that. So he says, let's go. Let's interject some men into the system. Because the women are doing everything, including teaching. Most of their teachers are female. And so they get 6,000 men there today, and single mothers are mad. I don't get that. That's the root of it. The women should embrace this. Now, they're probably bitter. They're like probably thinking, where are you 364 other days a year, probably? And they do have a bone to pick. But at least the superintendent is courageous enough to tell the damn truth. And in the light of that, he's fighting, literally fighting these kids. Massive fight yesterday at Brashear. Massive. 8 students jumped a PPS security guard. 8 security officer. Beat him. 2 of them were injured, went to the hospital, and were released. They're fighting that every single day. Would you want your kids at a school where they're beating the hell out of cops? Huh? I have friends who are teachers. They quit getting involved in the fights because they got injured. This is where we're at. So I admire the hell out of the superintendent for trying to make a difference. Go get him, sir. Trevin's a music guy. Trevin has an insane background in music, and we were talking this morning about kids and culture and music. My son's, I'm an R&B guy. Luther Vandross, you name it. If it's R&B and it's smooth, I'm in. So I'll make him listen. There's a Luther clip, a sample, in a Ye piece. He loves Ye. Kanye West. My son loves Ye. Last night, my son was up until 11. Now, we go to sleep about 10, but I know he's up because I heard the damn music. And this is how music has changed. And it's actually fascinating. And I was talking to Trevin about this morning because he's been in the new music business off and on his whole life. And my son is sitting there last night, Trevin, at a computer. It's weird, man, how the music business has changed. My son is watching live downloads of 3 albums. And then at the same time, Trevin, there's these beautiful videos of these Ferraris and Maseratis and Lambos and women dancing. The business has changed so... Trevin, you listening?
Well, I'm listening, but
isn't it amazing?
From what you said, I mean, it's been like that for years.
No, it's more intense now.
When you talk about the cars, the women, and the videos,
I'm talking about
that's been a minute.
How immediate this is now.
Oh, definitely that. Yes, without question.
That dude literally downloaded 3 albums live last night while my son sat there. It's crazy.
Now, Patrick and I were talking about that, and when you said that to me initially, we were in awe like you were, but then I thought, it's like, wait a minute, is he meeting a deadline? Did he have a certain number of albums that he had to have done by
this is why I love
time?
You. This is why you guys, now, again, my son, because he's into this stuff, to your point, because let me read this stuff, because he said it was one of 2 things. But it looks like People were saying he wanted to get out of his deal with UMG. What is UMG?
There you go.
What is it, Patrick?
Universal Music Group.
Which is why Drake released three albums, because he had to turn a specific amount of albums until the deal ended. The other theory was, because this is what happens on social, right? This stuff takes off.
Oh, it's spinning right now, too.
Yep. The other theory was, and I've discussed this with Trevin, because he's a my man Anthony says, I knew you were a soul brother. I'm obsessed. Marvin Gaye. I mean, I'm serious, man. It's insane. I'll go on, man. I'll listen to soul. I make my son listen to it. I said, my man, at some point you're coming to this side of the music thing. But the Drake was inspired by Michael Jackson. The cover is diamond studded with a glove inspired by Michael Jackson. And when Michael Jackson died, he had three albums at the top of the chart. It's actually fascinating.
It could be both, but I'm more leaning to the contract deal. He had to get out of this deal, and he needed a certain number of albums by a certain time so that he could finish that deal and move on.
That's what Patrick's thinking, too.
Yeah. He's also been in a legal battle with his label, too.
Forever.
Defamation stuff over the Kendrick Lamar beef.
Which is still going on, which is crazy, but yes.
But it's also fascinating that from where we came from, you go buy an album, you listen to an album. Now they sit there live, because these people announce this. Like, if Taylor Swift is releasing an album at midnight, my daughter and her friends are up at midnight listening to that live. It's fascinating, isn't it?
The crazy thing, if I may, though, Marty, I did work in a recording studio for years.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, and I don't think people pay attention to, they don't have to, is the time that it takes to make the albums, just like you said, and create the music. When you're actually in a studio and you see these producers, you know, doing their thing, putting the music together, using whatever instruments and whatnot, that takes time. That time seems like it's been cut in half.
So that's what I'm going to ask you. Because rap is so fundamentally spontaneous sometimes, and rhyming, when he's releasing three albums, are these albums that he put a hell of a lot of work into, or is it just...
That's the question. You don't know. Because of the way technology has advanced the production piece... You don't know if he had to spend years. He could have spent months.
And
but
the
then
other,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
The other thing, Trevin, and you know this, and we've discussed this, their money isn't in the album. Their money is in the tour. Because they make, you got to stream like 3 billion times to make any money.
It depends on what type of star you are.
Yeah, that's true. It's fascinating, though. And I watch it live, and my wife gets all worked up about the lyrics. Here's the thing, man. I was into the heavy metal stuff, which was dark. I liked a lot Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, all the stuff that had kind of, at one time or another, a sketchy lyrics. And my point is, it's what it is. We learn from it. We determine what's good and what isn't. And we move on. We can't sit there and tell our kids to listen to the soundtrack from The Sound of Music and hope that they'll be well-adjusted.
Definitely not.
Right? Right?
Music, and if I may, it's a Please. Reflection of society.
It is.
I mean, for some artists, but for some artists, it is their experience. So whatever's happening in society, that's what you're experiencing. I mean, when you even go back to the 80s and the 90s, those artists were telling you what's happening, and they're telling you their reaction.
Well, Marvin Gaye in particular.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you go back to the 60s and the 70s, it's even more prominent.
For Dead in Ohio, music is about our culture and what's happening now. It's a great observation.
Reflection of society.
My son loves, was it Don Toliver?
Don Toliver.
Yeah. I took him to a rap concert a couple months ago, and I hated it. And he hated me being there. It's the truth.
You ruined the experience, Dad.
I didn't do much but just sit there with the other old people. This time, he's going to Don Toliver with his sisters. And said, Dad, I love you, but please don't come this time. I said, I'm cool, man. I'll stay at home. Colin is next. Have a great weekend, folks.
Thank you. When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.